Hello, it's the 17th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Central Bedfordshire Council has received a planning application for the redevelopment of Cranfield Airport. The project involves the improvement of current infrastructure, including the construction of 16 hangar bays able to service larger aircraft. Additional support structures and increased office space are also part of the scheme in preparation for the move of Marshall Aerospace from Cambridge to Cranfield. The leader of Central Bedfordshire Council, Richard Wenham, stated, "Marshall Aerospace is a major player in its field, so their plans to move operations to Cranfield Airport would be a significant boost for Central Bedfordshire." Cranfield University, the owner of the airport, has said through its Vice-Chancellor, Professor Karen Holford, that the overall proposal could attract 1,600 higher-skilled jobs with better pay. Bedfordshire Rural and Community Charities host regular workshops on Wednesdays and Fridays to teach Bedford Borough and Central Bedfordshire residents the basics of everyday technology. The sessions, with a goal of fighting social isolation, focus on how to use laptops, tablets, phones and the internet, with the next meeting taking place in Bromham this Friday. The energy efficiency of living spaces is the focus of a new Bedford Borough programme focused on tackling skyrocketing energy bills for the poor, vulnerable or those on a low income. The energy company obligation, introduced in 2013, could allow more residents to take advantage of available funding to install insulation and to upgrade heating and other systems. Both Bedford Borough and Central Bedfordshire Council plan to work with Luton Borough to begin the project by the start of next year. Noah Enterprise, a charity championing the cause of the homelessness, is inviting people across Bedfordshire to take part in a tandem skydive fundraiser. The challenge will take place at Hinton Airfield in Northants next year on the 11th of March. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.